Hello, it's Ken Pentel. Just checking in. I wanted to talk just a little bit about what I saw on TV the other night. I witnessed 2 hours of interviews with the major party candidates for governor. It was on TPT. These interviews were basically because the dominant candidates and Democrats and Republicans wouldn't debate each other face-to-face live. They also excluded the Green Party. So once again, the public will not be informed about what's available to them when they go in the booth to vote on November 7th, maintaining a sense of narrow information and an ignorant population, generally, about what we have is available to us to solve problems. TPT is supposed to be offering a public service to inform us. How do we get informed? How do we get the vision? How do we get that in place? We can't. And what I found to be very intriguing, 2 hours of interviews, the word democracy was not mentioned once in 2 hours. That is a very ominous situation. Democracy. What does it mean? Citizens getting together, wanting to solve problems in their culture, trying to get all the voices to do that. One of the methods we use is going and voting. People go vote, pick their representatives. What's happening is Minnesota per capita is number one in the country, number one in lobby money spent. So once the elected officials go off to the state capitol, citizens go and work, then massive global wealth, national wealth, state wealth, orbits around policymakers, day in and day out, decade in, decade out, and they're using the government for their purposes. So if you get big energy for 50, 60 years, or you get big sprawl building highways and construction everywhere, if you get dumping of poisons willy-nilly in the environment, we get big agriculture using up topsoil, groundwater, confining animals. You know, on and on we go. Use up the planet. It's a result of certain interests using our government to make sure they can exploit this earth and gut it. And that's what they're doing right in our face. They're also gutting local economies. Most of the results of this are tied to corporate global trade. Everybody's buying into the same economic model. Capital is flying out of the region. In energy alone, we're gutting our region of about $10 billion a year to buy coal, oil, uranium, gas, and big hydro, when we know how to produce our own fuels efficiently and renewably, creating more self-reliance. But our government's being used against us. And the big money is one of the reasons. We've got to remove this lobbying influence. We've got to get our public elections publicly financed, have a more honest reflection of the people. At least the system will have a chance to breathe then. The other key component, of course, is buying into the winner-take-all system. The winner-take-all system is phony. It's not reflecting the people. So you can get 49% of the vote in your ward or your district, and you end up with zero representation. How's that democratic? It's not. In a proportional system, get 10% of the vote, get 10% of the seats. So you don't need to get huge hurdle of 50% to get a seat in the state legislature. Poor parties, young parties, the natural evolution of government, that's a democracy, starts to happen. That's the beauty of proportional representation. We can get a flurry of new parties that start responding to the condition. So that's very important. And the other piece, of course, is instant runoff voting. We're in single-seat offices. There's no primary. We can go in the booth, rank your favorites. First choice can stop there. You can go second, third, fourth, as many as you want. For somebody to win, they have to get 50-plus percent of the vote. So if your first choice doesn't win, your second choice may win, or your third choice may win. But you can go in the booth, vote exactly how you feel, and not worry about your vote being thrown away. Every democracy in the world basically has proportional systems and utilizes instant runoff voting. The United States, 200 years ago, was considered a shining star in representative democracy. Now we are obsolete. It's time we get up to speed with the democracy. Then The issues we care about have a chance to really reflect the people. The healthcare, the housing, the education, heal the earth, all that good stuff. That's what I'm working towards. It's whatever a lot of people who are listening want to hear. But now we need to make sure that if that's going to happen, the democracy has to be in shape and healthy, or else we're going to get crumbs. Your vote makes a difference. Your vote is leverage. The vote has a ripple effect. Vote with your values. Do not let people continue to funnel in our votes into a system that is basically corporate, militarist, and anti-Earth. We've got to change that pattern. We can change that pattern. It can start right now. It can start on November 7th. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Ken Pentel signing off.